This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. President-elect Joe Biden is adding a former Democratic nomination rival to what he says will be the most diverse cabinet in American history. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
Biden had already tabbed the first black defense secretary and the first Latina health and human services chief. Now,
the first ever openly gay nominee to lead the cabinet department,
choosing 38-year-old Pete Buttigieg as transportation secretary, adding youth to an incoming administration dominated by veteran Washington hands.
A new voice with new ideas, determined to move past old politics.
If confirmed, Buttigieg would be tasked with carrying out Biden's proposals to spend billions on major infrastructure improvements. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
China's Chang'e 5 lunar probe successfully returned home with samples Thursday morning, Beijing time, after weeks of space travel. It landed at the designated landing site in North China's Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region. Chang'e 5 brought back the first fresh samples of rock and debris from the moon's Sea of Storms collected in more than four decades. Made up of a lander, an ascender, an orbiter, and a returner, the Chang'e 5 probe was launched November 24th. Its lander-ascender combination successfully landed on the near side of the moon December 1st and collected samples from both the lunar surface and beneath. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is quarantining after coming into contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19. The State Department said Pompeo had tested negative but was being monitored. Pompeo had been expected to attend a cabinet meeting on Wednesday and meet on Thursday with President-elect Joe Biden's nominee to succeed him. Visit voanews.com for more. This is